The food bank Feeding South Florida helps more than 700,000 South Floridians a year receive meals every week. And now the food bank estimates that the government shutdown has added 20,000 more people to that list. Here's Feeding South Florida CEO Paco Velez.
This man-made crisis is affecting the entire country, which means that we cannot draw down from other food banks. Our national donors that Feeding America works with are being tapped for resources. So we're kind of on an island here.
The last benefit payments for the federal food assistance program called SNAP were made on Sunday. If the shutdown continues through February, it may not be funded. Well, yesterday's cold weather was not enough to stop hundreds of people from converging upon Liberty City for an annual parade celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. WLRN's Sam Turkin was there.
People watched high school marching bands, fire engines, and colorful floats go down the procession. Kids played with party snaps, while vendors sold parade staples like conch salad and containers of mango and pineapple. Serena Johnson came with her husband and son. She said in a time of divisions, the King Parade is an opportunity to unite.
For me, he wanted everyone to be seen as equal. We don't see any colors, we don't see any race, we don't see any sex. We just come together and, you know, live together in harmony.
For 59-year-old Kelsey Wright, the parade is personal. He said he's been attending for more than a decade.
Dr. King fought for, you know, rights for everybody. And that's one of the reasons why I come out, because I was in that era when he was still alive.
Wright and other attendees said they hope children can appreciate King and the importance of the holiday. I'm Sam Turkin in Miami.
For these and other stories, please check out our website, WLRN.org. Also, if you'd like to reach out to the WLRN news team, please send us a tweet at WLRN. You can also find us on Facebook at WLRN Media. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.